This shir is dedicated to Ilui Nishmoso of Chaim Yisocher ben Yechiel Zeidldov, our dear and unforgettable friend Chaim Feigenbaum. It is also dedicated to Ilui Nishmoso shel Ha'isho HaChashuvo, Pesia Bas Rabbi Yitzchak, the mother of my dear friends Mark and George Karasik. Today is the Yortzeit, their mother of blessed memory. It should be a melitzas yosha for the entire family, for the beautiful children, and they should only know a year of simcha and nachas, and good health for them all. The topic we will be discussing today is based on the halacha of tkiya shofar, but it is a broad topic which touches many, many nekudas and many various sources in Shas. And Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes Zayin, this is a topic we discussed last week. Lamo toikin v'merien kishem yoishvin choizim v'toikin v'merien kishem oimdim tkiyas dem yushvin tkiyas dem umad kedei la'arbev esasotom. Toises twice in Masechet Rosh Hashanah Tes Zayin Amid Beis, and once again Chof Ches Amid Beis asks, why wouldn't there be Bal Toisef in Parshas Ve'eschanan? We have a lav, loisoisef al adovo, we cannot add on mitzvahs. Why wouldn't it be Bal Toisef when we blow more than is actually required by Din Torah? We have to blow 30 koilas, and we actually blow far more than 30 koilas. Why wouldn't that be Bal Toisef? So Toisef explains, Oisa mitzvah pa'amayim is not Bal Toisef. Bal Toisef is only when you add on in the performance of a mitzvah. But when you perform a mitzvah twice, that would not be considered Bal Toisef. The examples of Bal Toisef that we find in the Gemara is, there are Dalad Minim, he adds on a fifth min with his lulav. There are dalad batim in Tefillin Shorosh. He made a fifth bayis, Hayoshin Bishmini Besukkah. Instead of sitting in the sukkah 7 days, he sits in the sukkah 8 days. Those are the examples we find in the Gemara regarding Bal Toisef. However, when one blows shofar, and he was yoitza, and then he blows again, he does the mitzvah twice instead of once, that would not be considered Bal Toisef. That's the teretz of Toisefus. The Rashba, Rosh Hashanah Tes Zayin Amid Beis, has a different approach, a very basic approach, and the Rashba says, anything we do al pi chachomim would not be included in Bal Toisef. We are to adhere le divrei chachomim. That is the concept of lo isosu. The Torah gave authority to chachmi yisrael to add, to subtract, to analyze, to interpret. And whatever we do, we have to do al pi chachomim. So whatever is a takonas chachomim could never be bechlal bal toisef. And because the chachomim are the ones that said we should blow tkiyas dem yushvin and tkiyas dem umed, therefore there would be no bal toisef. So those are the two basic chiddushim that we find b'divrei harishonim. The Ritva, Rosh Hashanah Tes Zayin, brings both mahalchim. He brings toisef, he brings the Rashba. He adds on an interesting point that isn't found neither in the Toisef nor in the Rashba, but it says, by Tkiyas de Mo'omed, there is no Bal Toisef, because Tkiyas de Mo'omed have nothing to do with Mitzvahs HaShofar. That is the tremendous Chiddush that the Ritva writes twice in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, at the end of the Masechta, and Daf Tes Zayin. The Ritva's approach is, Tkiyas de Meyushev is L'shem Mitzvah Shofar. Tkiyas de Mo'omed is not L'shem Mitzvah Shofar. Tkiyas de Mo'omed is essentially a din of tefillah. L'halois is a tefillah L'shomayim, and therefore that would not be considered Bal Toisef. But the Ritva first of all brings the two basic approaches. Toisef, Oisa Mitzvah Pamayim is not considered Bal Toisef, and the Rashba, there is no Bal Toisef because this is the Takana of Chachamim. The Pnei Yeshua on this spot, Rosh Hashanah Tes Zayin, has an interesting analysis. The Pnei Yeshua asks, why wouldn't the Toisef accept the Rashba's Teretz? It is so basic. Kivin she'ois l'pi Chachamim, there is no Bal Toisef. So why does Toisef reject that Mahalach? And Toisef looks for a different approach and a different Chiddush. So the Pnei Yeshua says, there are two categories in which it is extremely logical that Chachomim have to, and they have the authority to add what is not required by biblical decree, not required min haTorah. And that is when changing times demand new tekones and mitzvahs. And that is one of two categories. Hanukkah and Purim, Pesum and Nisuch. Miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed for Klal Yisrael after Matan Torah, after He gave us the Torah HaKadosh. So we cannot expect Ner Hanukkah and Mikra Megillah to be in the Torah, because they come to commemorate, to remember Nisim that we were Zoicha after Matan Torah. On the other hand, Gzeiris and Tekonos, Osu Siag Litoira, when Chachamim realized at any given time, Mekoyach Yoridus Adoidus, that people have become more lax in their performance and their dedication to Torah, and therefore there is a need, Ligzog Zeris, Ulatakam Tekonis, that is once again within the authority of Chachamim. However, by Tkiyas Nimumet and Tkiyas Nimiyushav, Tkiyas Shoif is a mitzvah d'oraisa. And the Sotan was created when the world was created. So why didn't the Kodesh Baruch Hu say we should blow Tkiyas Nimiyushav and Tkiyas Nimumet la'abes the Sotan? So this edition isn't that reasonable, and therefore we do not find Tosfos anywhere else in Shas by Tekonas Chachamim. Tosfos should ask Bal Tosef only here, because this case is different. Chachamim add on an addition to a mitzvah d'oraisa. Why would they do that? And therefore Tosfos argues, if not that oraisa mitzvah pamayim is not Bal Tosef, we would not say kiven shezat konas chachamim, there is no Bal Tosef. That is the approach of the Pnei Yeshua. Now, I do see with clarity that in Svora, in abstract Svora, there is a difference between Hanukkah Purim on one hand, Gzeiros and Siyogim on the other hand, and detached from them, Tkiyas Nimiyushav and Tkiyas Nimumet. But on the other hand, if Tkiyas Nimiyushav and Tkiyas Nimumet are not Bechal Isoso, why do we have to blow Tkiyas Nimiyushav and Tkiyas Nimumet? And therefore I think, to me it seems to be poshut, that whatever Chachomim said is within their authority of Loi Soser. And it is not for us to judge and to be Machalak B'Svora. Chachomim were Metakim, Tkiyas Nimiyushav and Tkiyas Nimumet, Soid Hashem Liyareyav. Whatever they said, whatever they did, was Beruach Kodshom, Be'oimik Binosom, and there is no difference at all, Bein Din Ledin, Bein Mitzvah Lemitzvah. All Tekonos Chachomims have the same significance, the same weight, the same authority. And therefore, Hadra Kushe Ledut. I think, and to me this seems to be very simple, I've said this many times, in Bavli and in Yerushalmi, many sources, we find the concept of Chodem Etrei V'Klas Tame Nokat. And sometimes when we find the Teretz in the Gemara, that doesn't mean there are no other Teretz. And the same applies to the Rishonim. There's got to be some basic logic why a Rishon says this Teretz and not another. But not always can we prove. If he doesn't say another teretz, then he rejects that teretz. So to me, the teretz of the Rashba is so basic, nobody could be choylek on it. Nobody. This is such a basic axiom, such a basic assumption, that whatever Chachamim were attacking with their authority cannot be Bechlal Bal Tosef. So why doesn't Tosfos write this teretz? I think from the point of view of Tosfos, Adifa Menei Ko Amar. Because what the Rashba is saying is there are circumstances in which we are entitled to be Moisef of Divrei Torah. What Tosfos says is this is not considered a Tosefos. So from the point of view of Tosfos, what they say is even more simple, more basic than the Rashba says. This isn't Bal Tosef because it's not considered a Tosefos. A person that does a mitzvah once and then once again, that is not defined as a Tosefos. And there's an upcoming and a halacha in Tosefos. Because according to the Tosefos, Oisa Mitzvah Pamayim, even when he is not required to do so. when it's not at Konas Chachomim is also not Bal Toisef. So if you say Kriya Shema twice, it's not Bal Toisef. If you say Kiddush twice, Leil Shabbos, it's not Bal Toisef. You have a problem with the Brocha Rabbatola, but not with Bal Toisef. And therefore one cannot prove from Toisef that Toisef lo svidali kishitas the Rashba. It is not that Toisef rejects the Rashba. The Rashba is so basic, nobody is choylik. Whatever Chachamim were metachin can never b'chliv b'chlal Toisef. But on the other hand, Toisef argues that the reason there is no Bal Toisef at Kiyas Yimushan at Kiyas Yimushan is even more basic and more simple than that. This is not considered a Tosefos at all. And therefore, it's a teima b'yayinai that Shuvas Maramshik, Siman Lamed Aleph in Chelek Orachayim, the Maramshik assumes that Toisef is Chelek and the Rashba, and according to Toisef, even what Chachamim were metaken could be b'chlal Bal Toisef. And therefore, the Maramshik has a problem. How are Chachamim attacking that in Kriya Shema we should say Boruch Shem Kavod Malchus Aliyah Lamvod, and in Psachim Daf Nun Vav it's obvious. It's not the Uraisa. Chachamim had a dilemma. Yaakov Avinu did say Boruch Shem Kavod Malchus, and Moshe Rabbeinu did not say, and therefore they made somewhat of a pshora, somewhat of a compromise, and we say Boruch Shem Kavod Malchus Velachash Velo Bekol. However, the Maramshik asks, why wouldn't it be Bal Toisef? So in accordance to the Rashba, there is no Bal Toisef because that's at Konas Chachamim. But Lefi Divra Toisef, why wouldn't it be Bal Toisef? And the Maramshik says a tremendous doichik. He quotes the Ramban and Parshas Ve'eschanan and the Pesach of Loisef Sifu Aladovon. The Ramban says, whatever Chachamim were metak mishum siyag is not B'chlal Bal Toisef. So the Maramshik, in a way, argues that Boruch Shem Kavod Malchus is a siyag. Why is it a siyag? So, you know, he goes into a machshavadik discussion, because the idea of Boruch Shem Kavod Malchus is we have to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, good times and bad times and changing times, and never waver in our emunah, in our dedication, and therefore this is a siyag l'toyra, and that is why it's not b'chlal Bal Toisef. I find this teretz very unreasonable. When the Ramban speaks about a siyag, as well as the Rambam, a very famous Rambam, and Perek Beis Halachat Sefer Chasmamrim, they speak about gzeiras, like shvusim b'shabes, shnias b'arayas, gzeiras shetikno chachomim kedei laharchik es ha'odom en o'aveira, like the first Mishnah in Brochus, lamu amr ait chatzois, laharchik es ha'odom en o'aveira, Chizuk in Emunah, in Avoida, in Avos Hashem, in Yiras Hashem, that has nothing to do with the Siyag of the Ramban and the Rambam. But beyond that, the Ramban is very bekitzur, but it is clear that the Ramban is based on the Rambam, as I quoted in Perek Beis Halachot Sefer Chasmamrim. And the main point in the Rambam and in the Ramban is not, doesn't matter why Chachamim were metakin whatever they were metakin, whether it's a gzeira or a tikkun or a mitzvah. The main point that the Rambam and the Ramban emphasize, if you would check the lotion of the Rambam and the Ramban, is if Chachamim say this is an additional mitzvah, a mitzvah diuraisa from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that is when it is Bal Toisef, whether it's an es or a loises or whatever it is. However, if the Chachamim would say it's not a diuraisa, but we feel that this is what a person should do, and they emphasize this is not a diuraisa, it's not included in Toyas Moshe, but it is what we feel should be done, then they have total authority, that would not be b'chlal Bal Toisef. And therefore, Hadra Kusha L'Duchta, regarding Boruch Shem Kavod Malchus Aliyah and Avod, it's not a gezeira, it's not obvious that it's a tekana. So why wouldn't there be Bal Toisef? But let me ask a bigger question. And I wonder why the Maramshik has a problem with Boruch Shem Kavod Malchus Aliyah and Avod. Why doesn't he ask a far greater question? Min HaTorah, Kriya Shema is one posuk. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Maybe one parsha. Three parshas, Lekuli Alma, is only the Rabbanan. So how could Chachamim be Moisef more than Krishna Dioraisa. Why wouldn't that be Bal Toisef? Why do I feel this is a bigger kasha? A few weeks ago, I gave a shiur about Borosh and Kavod Malchus of Yonavod. And the main chiddush I said was, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Eliyon Avod is not essentially a part of Kriya Shema. Wasn't meant to be part of Kriya Shema. It is a supplement to Kabbalah Zohar Malchus Shemayim. Because when we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, it is the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, but beyond the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, there is the Kabbalah Zohar Malchus Shemayim. Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusoi is not essentially a part of Kriya Shema. It belongs to Kabbalah Zohar Malchus Shemayim. And that would be an additional reason why there would be no Bal Toisef. In the same way as the Ritva explains, Pkiyas de Mu'umad are not L'Shem Pkiya Shoifer. They're L'Shem L'Halisis Atfilon. Therefore, it is not Bal Toisef. The same regarding Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusoi Vod. It isn't, and it wasn't meant to be part of Kriya Shema. It's a supplement specifically to the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael to Kabbalah Zohar Malchus Shemayim. When we are Mekabel Malchus Shemayim, we should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Eliyon Avod. But Chachamim added on Beguf Mitzvah Kriya Shema, Gimel Parshiyos. So once again, this comes to prove. Lanias Daiti, Leis Man de Paleg, Kol She Tiknu Chachomim, is not Bechlal Bal Toisef. Toisef adds on an additional Chiddush, but Toisef does not reject this basic assumption, which is so clear that there cannot be any Machloikas in this area. Maybe. Sometimes in Poskim we find this phenomenon. The topic that Madame Shik is discussing in that Shuva is Chazonim that say words several times because Shtump mit Chazonis. You know, it belongs to the structure, to the melody, and therefore they say Psukim two times and three times, and they go over Psukim and half a Psukim. And the Maram Shik attacks that minig. And in the framework of that discussion, he argues if you say a word two or three times, it might be Bal Toisef. So I think the basis of this Shuvit Maram Shik is more Migda Milta. You know, it was the time of reform and Haskalah, and there were strange winds blowing in the camp of Torah Jewry. So maybe the Maram Shik was aware that these arguments aren't ironclad, and he discussed them to make a statement and to reach his point. So we go back to Tosfos and the Rashba. The Rashba says whatever Chachamim were metaken cannot be Bal Toisef. Tosfos Teretz is Oysa Mitzvah Pamayim is not Bal Toisef. Going back to the Rashba, it's an interesting Gemara in Megillah Yudalad and Medalav. Memches Neviim v'sheva Neviyos amdu lehem liYisrael, nisnabu lehem liYisrael, v'lo pachatu v'lo hotiru. They didn't subtract from the Torah, nor did they add on to the Torah. Elo Megillah. And when they wanted to be metaken Megillas Esther, they had a problem. Ad shemotzu makor min haTorah. We find the same statement in Yerushalmi. The formulation of the Yerushalmi is ad shehaKodesh Baruch Hu heyer es einehem, and they found the remez and the Torah to Mikra Megillah. The Ramban in Parashas Veschanan quotes this Gemara, and the Ramban says Chachamim had a problem. Lois Yosef, an additional problem. And therefore, they were hesitant. They didn't want to be Megillah. The Maharshon, the spark in Chiddush HaGodes, Megillah Yudalad Medalef adds on, what about Chanukah? He says the same applies to Chanukah. K'moide Isa b'medroshos, like we find in the Midrashim that Chanuk also has a remez in the Torah. Satan velo piresh. He doesn't quote which medrash, what he means. However, we find in the Ramban, a different Ramban, the Ramban Beresh Parshas Behalo Isho, the Ramban says, L'fi sheloi hayu Aaron HaKohen b'chal Chanukas HaNasiyim, chol shudatoi. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Aaron, don't be sad. Shulcho Godel Meshulahem, Shiato Meitev V'mad L'kas HaMeirois. And everybody asks, why would that be more important than Karbonos? The Ramban says, this is the remez of Ner Chanukah. L'yachachor ben abayis, but Neres Chanukah will be there. So maybe that is the kavana of the Mashal when he says we also have a remez in Chanukah. The Ritva says the same as the Ramban. Chidush HaRitva in Malchus Chav Gimel. And Malchus Chav Gimel, the Gemara says Gimel Dvorim. Tikno Beizin Shalmato, the Beizin Shalmalo, Hiskimu Al Yodam. One of the three things is Mikro Megillah. So the Ritva says that is the same idea, the same Gemara. They didn't want to be metaken Mikra Megillah because of Baal Tosef. Atsha Kodesh Baruch Hu Heir Einayim. And the big question is, what about 100 other tekonis and mitzvahs and gezeiros? Why dafki here did they have a problem? Obviously this would indicate Hefech divrei apnei Yeshua. Dafke Chanukah v'Purim are totally new mitzvahs. Elsewhere we find that Chachomim were moisef gzeres on one hand, proti mitzvah on the other hand. One has to make kiddush. Chachomim said make kiddush al hakos. One has to daven. Chachomim say daven three times a day. But a totally new mitzvah, maybe that is beyond their authority. If not, they would find the remez in the Torah. That obviously seems to be the interpretation of the Ramban, the Ritva, and the Mashal. The Rashash on the Spata Megillah Yudalad really asks, so what about many other tekonis? Netilas Yadayim, Eruvin? I think those are different. Netilas Yadayim is Mishum Srachtum, it's a Harchok, it's a Siag. Eruvin is also a Gzeira. Chosam Meshutefis is similar to Rosh Hashanah, therefore we need an Eruv. But it is only by Chanukah and Purim in which we have totally new mitzvahs, not addition or gzeira. And therefore, that would be Baal Tosef if not the Chachomim found the remez. But even so, I think that the proper pshat in the Rishonim, the Ramban and the Ritva, was not that they cannot, but rather Chachomim, with their Anova and Yerushamayim, were hesitant. And they pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send them a light from above, a simen, a remez, that this is the right thing to do. It is not that they haven't got the authority. They were hesitant in implementing a new mitzvah with the authority they have. Atsha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Heir Eseneh. But coming back to the basic nekuda, to the basic idea, I think everybody would agree to the assertion that we find in the Rashba and the Ritva, kol shetiknu chachomim cannot and is not bechlal bal toisef. I read a very interesting discussion, which to me was a big chiddush. I saw a sefer bringing that he asked the Chazon Ish. Brochos Tesamet Beis, we learn Zman Kriya Shema, Mekan Ve'elech Lo Hifzid, Kekoyre Betoyre. If somebody reads Kishma Liyach HaZman, Lo Hifzid, Kodem HaKoyre Betoyre. Now, why wouldn't there be Baal Tosef? Just like Hayoshin B'Shmini B'Sikha. If a person sleeps B'Shmini B'Sikha, he's over on Baal Tosef. So why wouldn't there be Baal Tosef when a person recites Kriya Shema Liyach HaZman? So according to what that sefer writes, the Chazon Ish responded, there is only Baal Tosef when Yedua Dvar HaRashus V'Shem Mitzvah. But Koyre Kriya Shema is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah in any event. So when you perform one mitzvah L'Shem and another mitzvah, that wouldn't be Baal Tosef. I didn't hear it from the Chazon Ish, and it isn't written by the Chazon Ish, so I take the liberty to doubt. I don't really see a svara. Why would it be relevant that the Kriya is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Regarding Kriya Shemaut, it would be Bal Tosef. I don't see any svara. That same Mechaba quotes that the Chofetz Chaim said, Koyre Kriya Shema Al-Ach Hazman, Hashem Kriya Shema is Bal Tosef. And the Gemara deals with somebody that reads Kriya Shema, Shelo Lashem Kriya Shema. I don't think so. So what's the Chiddush Lo Hifzid Ki Koyre B'Toyre? What's the Chiddush? Chita Shul Koyre B'Toyre. But Pashas Advorim, we're dealing befedish with a person, Shekora Kriya Shema Lashem Kriya Shema Al-Ach Hazman. And the Chiddush is, Afro Pishelo Kiya Mrs. Kriya Shema, but still, after all, he is Ki Koyre B'Toyre. I want to say something very simple. In the same basic logic that Tosis explains, there is no Baal Tosif only when a person adds in the details of a mitzvah. Performing a mitzvah twice isn't Baal Tosif. There's a difference between Moisef on a mitzvah and Oisef mitzvah pamayim. In my opinion, in my understanding, there's a difference between a person that's moisef al mitzvah and a person that is doiche a mitzvah. Postponing a mitzvah is not adding on to a mitzvah. Being mekayim a mitzvah shaloi bizmanoi is not about toisef. That's a mitzvah shaloi bizmanoi. All the examples of bal toisef is only by mitzvahs that have many details. Parts. There's a number. Dalad minim belulav. Dalad batim betfilin. Arba kanfot betzitzis. Arba kronois bekanes hamesbeach. And a person adds on in addition. That is the concept of moisif al hamitzvah. We do not find that if a person makes kiddush on Sunday, it's bal toisif. Only by Sukkot, because there are 7 days, and he adds on day number 8, Hayoshin Bishmini Bisikah, that is Baal Tosef. When a person performs a mitzvah shaloi bizmano, it's a mitzvah shaloi bizmano, it's not Baal Tosef. Baal Tosef is only when he adds on to a mitzvah that has various parts, a certain given number of parts, and he adds on another one, that and only that would be considered Baal Tosef. So today we discussed once again the concept of Tkiyas the Meyushev and Tkiyas the Me'umad, but in a different context, and primarily our discussion was about Baal Tosef. What I would like to share with you today is a beautiful mashal from the Baditcha Vetzadik, the Kedushas Levi. The Kedushas Levi was considered and described as Sanegoran Shel Yisrael. He heard no evil, saw no evil on Klal Yisrael, and he always brought out the best in each and every Jew, and he was especially fond of the Amei Arotzois, the simpletons, and he always saw the beauty in each and every Jewish neshama. So the Baditcha Vetzadik said a beautiful mashal about one of the motives of Tkiyas Shofar and Rosh Hashanah. As we all know, Rabbeinu Sadigon writes 10 reasons why we have the mitzvah Shofar and Rosh Hashanah. One of the 10 is to remember Mamed Har Sinai. And in the Pesukim of Shofar we say, Atu Niglaiso Ba'anan Kodshecho. At Mamed Har Sinai, the Kol Shofar was heard, and it is something we wish to bring forth before our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Moshal Amah Hadov Adoyma. So the Baditcha Rebbe told this Moshal, there was a king, and this king loved to be just with himself. He used to take long walks in the forest, and all his bodyguards and servants had to wait next to the forest.
I don't know, maybe he was a Breslov Chosid and he wanted to do his boydidis, whatever it was. But that was his custom. And once he just got lost. He went too deep into the forest and couldn't find his way out. And he's been there for an hour. It's starting to get dark and he's cold and hungry and thirsty and terrified. Because hunger and thirst, the natural elements have no protection. The prince and the pauper are the same before nature. And he's terribly afraid, and from far away he hears human voices, and he tries to find those people. He sees them from afar and cries out, "I'm the king, I'm lost, please help me." To his terrible luck, those were a band of cannibals. And they come and start laughing at him with total scorn. "You're a king, so where are your bodyguards? Where is your crown? Where are your servants? You're not a king, you're a nobody. And anyway, we are hungry." And they take out their swords and their knives, and he is petrified. And suddenly, out of nowhere, an additional person comes out of the forest. He looks just like the previous ones. But he looks at the king and he says, "This is the king. I remember I was a little boy and my father took me to a ceremony at the palace. This is the king. Don't dare touch him. I will kill all of you and I will fight to my last drop of blood to defend him." And he stood against all the others. The others backed down. He saved the king's life and he took him out of the forest back to the palace. Arriving at the palace, the king tells him, "Ad Hatzia Malchus, come into the palace, and whatever you wish is yours." His savior says, "I wish to receive nothing. This is a schus I will cherish till my last breath, knowing I saved the king and I brought him back home. However, I have one request. My coat, which is actually a bear's skin, I want that put on display in the entrance to the palace. People should remember that there was somebody, one of the forest dwellers, a simple person, that recognized the king in the forest and brought him home." So the king commanded that a statue be made, the bust of that person, dressed up in his cloak and his bearskin, and put on display in the entrance to the palace. Many years passed, and that person that saved the king robbed people in the forest. He was caught and put on trial, sentenced to death. Before being taken to the gallows, he was asked whether he has the last wish, as was customary in times of yore. He said he has one last wish. "In the entrance to the palace, there's a statue with an old coat. If he could dress up in that coat just once and have a meeting with the king, just to see the king 5 minutes. Granted." Puts on that coat and he is taken, accompanied into the king's chamber. The king looks at him and says, "We have met in the past. I don't remember where. I remember this coat. And you look familiar to me. Where have we met?" Pliny Almighty tells the king, "Do you remember many, many years ago when you were a young king and you were in the forest all alone in great danger?" And the king suddenly remembers and it all comes back. And they hug each other and kiss each other, and they are both overtaken with emotion. The king asks his old friend, "What brought you here?" And he says, "Many years passed. Chatati, aviti, pashati. I committed a crime. I was sentenced to death. But please, will you have mercy? Will you pardon me?" And the king says, "Yes, you are pardoned." So the Rebbe of Berdichev says, once upon a time, the king was all alone. Nobody recognized him. Nobody wanted any part of him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his Torah goes from one nation to the other, Shivim Umois, and they, with total scorn, he's rejected by each and every one of them. Then some years later, Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Paroi, and Paroi says, "Who is God? I don't know him. I never heard of him." There was only one nation, one and only. They recognized the king. They said, "Zekeli v'anvehu." They remembered HaKadosh Baruch Hu when they were very small. Tinek, Shemet, Dad, Mepiv, Marin be'etzba v'oimrim Zekeli v'anvehu. We were the only ones that were willing to be associated with the king, that recognized his kingdom. We were the only ones to be Makdim Nasan and Ishma. Many years have passed, and obviously we have committed many a crime, and we were sentenced. So we wish, as we say in the Psukim of Zechoinus, "Zuchati lach chesed neurayach ahavat klu loisayach lechtech acharai b'midbar b'yeretz loizeroa Rabbani shaloi l'movine shalishamayim." We have met in the past. In those days in which you were all alone in the forest, and nobody really cared about you, nobody recognized you, and we were the ones, the only ones to say, "Zekeli v'anvehu." And we ask for nothing in return. We ask for nothing in return, just that you remember us, and we remember you. Just that you love us, and we love you. So we come before you today, trying to bring forth those days, those distant days of love and dedication. Chatanu, ovinu, toshanu, slachno, la'avoin ho'am hazeh. Yerotzon, shalakodesh bochu shizkolan, ozuchati lach, chesed nurayach, avas klulisayach, lech lechacharai v'midbo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should remember and forgive, and we should be zayichah together with Kol Beis Yisrael to laksiv v'chasim etoy v'besifron shel tzadikim gemurim. Kol tuv shana toivo v'mesuko shenezkeh b'kol oiv l'pi hazgoel tzedek v'meiru v'yomeinu amen.